Sages knew they knew what the spinners and the farms were jealous.
You ever hit time braces for that too?
No, except on the box of printed in. You use a package of printed on said braces.
Fancy manufacturers were.
Yeah, the manufacturer called them braces, and so I guess it would go either suspenders or galluses.
Yeah. What would you use if you went outside and put on your, put over yourself if it was raining outside?
Oh, that'd be your hat or your umbrella, and some call them parasols. That'd be Gene Talmage, he always wore galluses, and that he popularized that. They were red suspenders, or then he'd pop them all the time when he was talking. Yeah, so Gene, the last time he campaigned, he had jaundice real bad and sick.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He come to Osceola. But I forget what year that was.
Did he give a speech and all?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that? By the courthouse?
He'd always give him on the courthouse square, and he'd get him worked up. He'd have two or three spectators in the crowd to kind of prime him where he'd talk good. Mm-hmm. And one of them would ask him a question, he'd always tell him he's coming to that. And so then, there was a lot of them. Yeah, one or two in the crowd, hard give him hell, Gene. But he was quite a popular.
Here's your dollar, thank you, son.
Huh?
Pay him a dollar.
just following around with him, kind of. They used to always had agriculture department job or some state employee, and they always had the day off to meet the crowd. He was pretty good all the way through, though. Yeah, all politicians used to come to town to the courthouse square and they'd give barbecues to get the crowd out. And they would get a pretty good crowd too, they'd fill it up.
Mm-hmm. Late.
It worked too, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about bedrooms and things in the bed the other day. I was wondering, if you were at the head of your bed, that you put your head on, and what'd you call that?
Well, that's some called head and some called headboard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, the thing you rest your head on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember anything else at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? Might have seen older homes.
Well, they hardly ever use them anymore. They used to use what they call a bolster.
Uh-huh.
But just kind of an added pillow to the bed and decorative. They never did use them at night.
But how far across the bed would that go?
It'd be just near about the full length of the bed. I mean, the width. It'd be about big as two pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something to roll the cover on and make it look good.
And is there a name for the fancy cover that you might have on top of the bed?
Well, they call it spreads, bed spreads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I believe some people called them coverlets a long time ago, but not now. Most of them call them bed spreads.
Mm-hmm. What about what you would put on the bed to keep warm? What would you call that?
Well, that'd be your cover. And it could either be a blanket, and if it was homemade, it'd be a quilt. And if it was one of the new ones, you'd use thermal blankets.
Were they washable, or did you have to?
Oh, yeah, all washable.
Yeah. They were tied up in any special way?
Well, the quilts were sewed down, stitched down to build cotton, they're pretty heavy. And then the factory bought the name of, they called them comforters. It was made up a little bit like a quilt, but not quite as well made. I mean, not quite on small pieces of cloth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But a quilt was always made out of real tiny pieces of cloth.
They used to, women around here used to get together and make quilts?
Yeah. I don't guess they made quilts for a pretty good while. There's one woman on my right still makes quilts. She's about, I guess, 80.
Mm-hmm. What about a little makeshift sleeping place on the floor kids might want?
That would be a pallet.
What was that like?
Well, a pallet would be a quilt laid on the floor and then they sleep on there. It's kind of hard, but when you're young, you stand up. We used to do it when we were visiting. Get too many people to the house to always put down.